time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Yeah, 10 to 11, Kevin Wolfe here, joined by Dave Carlson. Dave, morning.
Good morning to you, Kev. From the start of Going Greyhounds, nominations for Gosford next Tuesday night, they're still open. As a matter of fact, you've got around about 10 minutes to get them in. At 11 o'clock,
right.
They close.
Well, sooner interest is the fact that we have the million-dollar chase getting underway tomorrow. Gunnedah, the first of, it's a massive month or so, isn't it? All the way from Gunnedah right through until the finals, the grand final on the 18th of October. It's just so exciting. And Gunnedah going off.
Absolutely, and it's terrific that we are kicking off the TAB million-dollar chase in a regional centre, and Gunnedah really looking forward to it. Jeff Rose and all the team up there are very excited, as all the locals are as well. And if you're a kid under 16, you get in for free. And of course, tomorrow night, after the last race, doesn't finish too late, after the last race, around about 8:30, one of the kings of the golden guitars, one of Australia's great country music artists, Travis Collins, is going to be playing live, Kev, and that'll get stacks of extra people through the gates. Travis and Adam Harvey are going to be performing at a number of regional venues, so you can go along, see the greyhounds chasing, the elite greyhounds, going for gold, going for that $1 million, and music. And I'm also looking forward to Wentworth Park, the final on Friday, October 19. I can't say anything, but I've heard a little birdie's told me that a very, 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 very fine band might be playing.
Excellent. As we work our way through Gunnedah, Bathurst, Gosford, Dapto, Casino, Bulleye, Richmond, Dubbo, Nowra, Lismore, Maitland, Wagga, the Gardens, Goulburn, onto Wentworth Park, the heats, and then the finals. Talk us through the format, Dave. So the heats at Gunnedah tomorrow night, how many races, how many dogs go through to the quarterfinals?
Well, what basically happens is this 64 dogs go through to the semi-finals, and obviously the quarterfinals prior to that will have the country winners and the city qualifiers lining up. But the semi-finals will feature 64 greyhounds in 8 races, and the first 8 through go on to the final. And what a fabulous night it's going to be. Mystic Riot, who could forget her victory out of box 7 with Peter and Jody Lagoziani running up the straight, full of emotion, crying, and a massive crowd. It was one of the greatest crowds that I've ever seen at Wentworth Park, or probably for decades. And the roar when the boxes opened was just absolutely deafening. It was just amazing. And look, I'm really looking forward to getting there again in about 7 weeks' time.
Well, it's an exciting time for friends and connections and fans of Feral Frankie, one of our faves, the people's champ, if you like. And Jack Smith's on the phone to have a chat to you, Dave.
Trainer Jack Smith. Now, look, poor old Jack. He's been bombarded in the last 24 hours. He's had Dave Stanley from the Big Sports Breakfast in Forbes. And hopefully, Jack, the boys in blue have marched him out of town.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, no, he was behaved himself. All's good. He gets a little bit emotional when he's around the feral, but apart from that, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he reckons he's the number one feral fan. Well, I got news for him. I'm looking forward to running into him at one of his junkets, and we can sort it out on the spot there, Jack.
Yeah, that'll be a good fight. Yeah.
Won't be a fair one, I can tell you. Now, Jack, we've mentioned how Gunnedah is going to launch the 2019 series of the world's richest greyhound race, the TAB Million Dollar Chase, tomorrow evening. Now, Feral Frankie trialled the house down at Gunnedah last Saturday. Jack, smashed the track record. How's he been since then?
Yeah, everything's going to plan. He just worked here at home, and that's about it, mate. Everything's going good. He pulled up good. So, everything's all right.
He just takes everything in his stride. He was out and about. I know that you took him to the Forbes Inn, I think it was this morning, for the Big Sports Breakfast, and he takes everything in his stride. He's just such a cool customer.
Yeah, he's got a great temperament, and that's part part of it. That's part of why he's so good. I think he can do those sort of things. Nothing, you know, he quite enjoys it. I think going and going for a ride in the car and just going somewhere different. And, yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Well, Jack, he's had a fairly full-on program since he debuted last November. The 3 weeks between races this time, I think it's the biggest break that he's ever had. He obviously just thrives on racing.
Yeah, well, the main thing is this million-dollar race. So we went and trialled at Sandown to set him up for something after this, if everything goes to plan and he gets through next week. So there's a bit of a gap. If he doesn't get through Gunnedah, well, we've got to go to another regional heat. But we want to get to the semi-night. Hopefully, you know, 100%. That's the goal. So we're just not wrapping him in cotton wool, but we're just trying to pace him really well, and hopefully we get there. Because it's a long time keeping him injury free, and but also keeping him fit.
Yep.
Is part of it, yeah.
All right, so the Speed Star at Sandown on Sunday, September 15, is still on the agenda at this stage?
As long as he gets through Gunnedah next week.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
So, well, tomorrow night, they're basically just going around tomorrow night for a normal race. It's just called a heat, but the same dogs will line up the following week, and then we've got to run in the first four. Well, he's only been back further than fourth one in his whole career, so touch wood, we get there, and then we're to the Speed Star, because we've got a little bit of a break to get him ready for the semi, and that's when we need to have him 100%, that's possible.
Jack, Feral Frankie's drawn box 7 in tomorrow night's million-dollar chase heat at Gunnedah. He wore the black rug in his Group 1 maturity heat win at the Meadows. What do you think of the draw? You've got Squiggle Keeping for Charmaine Roberts on the outside, and that greyhound does like to head to the rail.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's hard to know. There's a few dogs there that haven't been there, so it might get a little rough. So we've just got to hope he can stay out of trouble tomorrow night and just get around nice and safe, that's all. It does look on paper, it could get a little messy, but who knows.
It's a good field. You've got the likes of the Vic Peters finalist, Charlie Casey. Pop's Paradise is in there for Glenn McKinley. And you've got the local chaser, Come On Duchess, out to spoil the party. I'm sure it'll be a tremendous night tomorrow night at Gunnedah. Really looking forward to seeing it. It is round about, I'm trying to work out, I've just lost the time on my screen now that it runs. But anyway,
it will be 7 o'clock, a couple of minutes, I think, before 7.
That's right, it's come back up again, 6.58. Is going to run, 6.58. Really looking forward to that. Now, Jack, tomorrow night at Wentworth Park, you've got Little Digger in an M2, M3 Masters race over the 5.20. Box 6 in race 4 on the card. He took a tumble at Wentworth last time, but he's obviously taken no harm. He put in a top trial at Gunnedah last Saturday.
Yeah, he pulled up fine. It wasn't a really bad check or anything. The dog just bumped him and got him off balance and fell down. But he got up and finished the race, and so we took him to Gunnedah and trialled him, and he stays about 5 lengths behind Feral, and that was the case last Saturday morning. So he took no harm from the fall. So again, he's drew box 6. But it's not a full field, so let's hope he can stay on his feet tomorrow night.
Yeah, indeed. Vacant box inside is going to help too. It'll give him a bit of extra room to balance it out. Is Maria, your wife, is she taking the Digger to town?
Yeah, Maria will be heading down with Digger, and I'll be heading to Gunnedah.
Good stuff. Well, Jack, as always, all the very best at Gunnedah and also at Wentworth Park. But good luck with the Feral in the opening Tab Million Dollar Chase Heat. It's going to be a fantastic night, and I know everyone in Gunnedah is going to flock into the track to see Feral Frankie in action. And thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Jack Smith from Forbes there, Kev.
Dave, Feral Frankie, why? What is it about the dog? Is it, I mean, the name for a start's a classic, but why Feral Frankie as opposed to any other dog that's receiving all this love and adulation?
Well, look, the name, you know, is obviously what attracted people to him first up when, you know, like Dave Stanley on Sky Racing and myself here on Sky Sports Radio just going, the feral, and people started taking notice. And then when they saw him race, he's like a bull at a gate. He just
well
basically,
named.
Yeah, in other words, like he says, just get out of my way.
Yeah.
And he goes through gaps. He bumps his way out. He's got great track sense. He's got great courage. And, you know, basically, people love that, not only in a human, but they like it in a greyhound.
They do.
You know, he does. Yeah. He does his best. He gets on and does his best. He's not a whinger. He's not a wimp. You know, he gets down and works hard and gets the results.
Yeah, there's a bit of feral in all of us, that's for sure. Staying with the chase, Dave, what's the news on Seneki?
Look, unfortunately, Kev, Seneki is out of the TAB Million Dollar Chase Series. Trainer Steve White has withdrawn the Group 1 Maturity Classic and the Group 1 Brisbane Cup Champ from the series after a, quote, minor hiccup. This week, Steve said the welfare of the dog comes first, and that is the case with all greyhounds. Seneki was due to trial at Bulleye on Monday and was the $10 TAB favourite for the TAB Million Dollar Chase. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we won't see Seneki this time, but hopefully Steve, the former New South Wales trainer, can get him back to Sydney at some stage.
A couple of things before we leave it, Dave. Last night, the Dapto Maiden Final was called off because of the wet weather. Is it going to be rescheduled? And also, tell us about the Group 2 Blacktop at the Gardens tonight, and Aston Duke, still the fave.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Aston Duke at the moment unmoved. There hasn't been a great deal of action in the TAB fixed odds market in the past 24 hours, Kev. There's no scratchings. Only the reserves have come out of the Group 2 Blacktop. Aston Duke from Box 1 for Jason McKay, 250. Black Forge for Darren Sultana from Box 8, 440. Good Odds Buddy for Frank Hurst from Box 2, $5.50. Mystic Riot, Pete Ligogiani from Box 4 at $6. The Kennel Mate, double back out of the six box, $7.50. You've got Bit Flash for Mick Clayton out of the box with the yellow rug, box five at $7.50. The Blacktop, Group 2 level tonight at the Gardens, race eight at $9.37. And yes, they ran four races in some pretty appalling weather at Dapto last night, Kev. The fifth race was the $10,000 to the winner, the really rich Dapto Maiden Final. Had to be abandoned for the night. It's been rescheduled. It will now run next Thursday night at Dapto with the box draw the same. And that's a big night at Dapto with the heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase as well.
Okay. Before we leave it, Dave, give us some tips today. What have you found?
Well, let's just hope that we can come up with something. We have four New South Wales meetings. Kev, Casino is the first from 12:39. Best Bet, race one, number two, Farm Gate. 1-2, the Value Bet, race two, number seven, Faber Yap, 2-7. Richmond's in the twilight from 3:24. The Best Bet is race three, number four, Cheeky Lass, 3-4. The Value Bet, race seven, number two, the Stayer Kanzan, 7-2. Dubbo's on tonight from 6:47. Best Bet, race three, number two, My Mate Tack, 3-2. The Value Bet, race eight, number seven, Tilted Towers, 8-7. And of course, it's Blacktop night at the Gardens in Newcastle. First race is at 7:15. The Best Bet, race three, number eight, Uncontrolled, 3-8. The Value Bet, race five, number five, Knight's Page. And the fifth race is called the Macca, named after Johnny McDermott. It's the Blacktop Consolation.
And the one and only Macca will be with us shortly to preview the meeting, so make sure you hang around for that. And being Jersey Day today, Dave, have you got the Hawthorn jersey on or the Dragons today, or a bit of both?
Oh, I've got them both on, mate.
Oh, yeah, right.
It doesn't matter, Kev. I mean, your team has ups and downs, highs and lows, you know, but the wheel turns, and we'll both be back. The Hawks just missing out on the eight, and the Dragons missing out on the eight probably by a little bit more.
Yeah, and thankfully missing out on the wooden spoon, just.
Oh, yeah. What a shame the Dogs didn't get it, hey?
Yeah, real shame.
That's
thank you, Dave.
Dogs, mates. Yeah, good on you, mate.
Catch up with you, mate.
Have a good weekend, Kev.